The Sentient, torn between its most coveted prize and the mortal threat, broke from the tower and turned back on itself to defend itself from Noble Gara. But Gara's eyes were not for the Sentient, but for the glittering man-sized device resting just beyond the gates. It had not been there before, but it was there now. It swatted Gara from the sky, drew it to herself, meaning to end her life there and then. The battle was terrible. Gara sustained injuries she would not survive. But in her final moments, brave Gara seized upon the device her beloved Unum had crafted, seized it to her breast, and allowed the Sentient to draw her in one final time. Toward its body, toward its core, toward the seat of its intelligence. From within, the Sentient unfurled myriad feelers, probes, tendrils, viciously toothed and made for killing. They swept toward Gara violently, and the glass warrior made no defense. Her defense was her final attack. The device detonated, and the Unum cried out as night lit as day. The battle, the terror, was ended. The tower wall shook. The Sentient's body shuddered, racked by a cacophonous energy. Forests fell as piece after piece, giant body after giant body, crashed to the plains and marshes and flatlands. Animals fled in spreading waves from pounding sky-high walls of dust, angered and whipped to fury by the death of a god. The last of Gara's energy arced from body to body, machine to machine, piece to piece, a horizon-wide applause of light, beautiful and terrible. And then, silence. All was still. The Unum's adherents wandered through the haze, calling for one another, lost in a miasma. Husbands seizing onto wives, children onto parents. It was over. Gara was never seen again. The Sentients then became as they are now, senseless, wandering, yearning for a unity they sense more than remember. And the Unum? The Unum survived, alone, for centuries. Until today, when you stand here, reading this. This is Onko, Cedar's Archivist, with my translation of the Gara legend.